Okay, here we go. Torah Rabbanan, ain't of them go very quick, okay? We'll do the whole daf tonight. Torah Rabbanan, ain't of them, this is my favorite daf Yishno. Daf Lam Zayin, I'm telling you, is my favorite daf in Shas.
Okay.
It's really my favorite, right, Yishno? Leaving, my favorite daf in Shas?
Will you maybe skip up because I'm getting hungry already? Pass, I don't know.
Torah Rabbanan, ain't of them, pass over the Pesach, the Rebbe Shabbat. Shammai says that you're not allowed to bake thick bread on Yom Tov. This is not the
no,
Pesach.
No, but Pesach.
The Pesach.
Yeah.
Okay, the different gear soys over here. I have different gear soys. The Pesach.
You have, yeah.
I have the, in the parentheses, be Yom Tov, and on the side.
I also
the side,
have parentheses, Yom Tov, yeah.
And on the side, it says over here, and the letter B is over here. It says over here, Mesech, the Beitza, less the Tevis, be Yom Tov, fine. Be Pesach, Divrei Beis Shammai. Why not? Why not? We don't know yet. Why not? Govaito, Beisilman, Beisil Matidin. Beisil is Matidin. Shlomi, welcome. I like your shirt, nice black buttons, it looks like a tuxedo. You can't hear me? You can't hear me?
This is a
hello? I could speak, your sound is not working. My sound is working, because I have a Shol Limanis, he hears me. Shol Zev hears me. You don't hear me. Oh, now you hear me? Shlomi, you hear me now?
Maybe you have your volume low.
Shlomi, you hear me? Shol Liman hears me. Shlomi, do you hear me? Shlomi Rabinowitz is on board here, but he's having a problem over here with this audio. Okay, let's go weiter. Oh, well, let's go weiter. So you now to go bake, but Basil is matir. Basil says that you are permitted to bake Passover on the Yom Tov. What is the Shir Passover? Come Passover. One tefach. Rashi. Why? Avul tvei me tefach loy. Vayku gemara.
Why? Even according to Basilo.
Why? Shekain motzid b'lech ma'parim tefach. Because the lech ma'parim was one tefach. Why? That the lech ma'parim was matzah. Make no mistake about it. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was a kosher lePesach kitchen the whole year, and all of the menachos, every mincha was matzah, with the exception of toida and the shtei halechem.
For Shavuos
and the carbon toy, the 30 breads of toy.
Hold on a second. You're telling me that Shtei Halechem, you're talking about the 12 loaves of bread was really matzah?
Absolutely.
Within 18 minutes?
Without a shadow of a doubt. And
you
yet,
mean within 18 minutes?
And yet they were very, and yet it was a tefach wide. It was a tefach
thick. It was like a square open.
It was like
a box that was
machlokes. Machlokes was what is like a swift ship, like a ship round, like a canoe.
Yeah.
Or what was it? Was it like a box? A teva perutza, or a svina.
Rashi learns teva perutza, I think.
Or a svina, What was it called?
Really?
Yeah. Like a round, right? Why? Shekain motzin the belechem apanim. We find belechem that it was one tefach thick. Maskifla. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi did a maskif was belechem apanim shahu shahu also love chametz. The lechem apanim on the Shabbos kodesh kadami chametz.
Will you say?
Top Rashi, top one Rashi, top line.
Yeah.
Shahu also love chametz kadami the b'menachas. Kol amincha asher takrivu l'Hashem l'rabbis lechem apanim asher takrivu is ribui to be marbelechem apanim. Lechimus asor shlo yachmitu v'afilu hachi oivi defanus tefach dahinu lechem shahoyu lo ponim vein ponim pechusin mitefach. How do you know that the thickness of the lechem apanim was one tefach? Because the word ponim, there's no such thing as a ponim that's less than tefach. Why? Because when a newborn baby comes out of the mother's womb, it's exactly one tefach. Shlomi, what is going on
over
here?
How many inches?
I hear an echo. Why is there an echo? I hear an echo over here. Who's the echo coming from?
How many inches would you say a tefach is? 4 inches or 3 inches?
A tefach is 4 fingers. That's about 2 inches. It's about 2 inches.
Sure, 2 inches, yeah.
A tefach is about 2 inches. Vita. So this.
Tefach is 3.3 to 3.8, no?
Yeah, different. Okay, could be. Really? That's so much? A tefach is so big? A tefach is 4 fingers. It's so wide? You have a tape measure on you?
No.
I used to carry around because I would go on the street to make sure every woman's dress is 2 inches below the knee. I would measure. So I used to carry a tape measure, but it's not good for Shaduchim to do that, so I stopped doing that. All right, Vayit and Gemara. Oh, now I can hear you. All of a sudden, I talk about women, all of a sudden, now we can hear you.
Okay, let's not. Let's
louder. Get the new microphone.
You're not allowed to see the knee.
I said below the knee. I said, you hear what I said? I said below the knee. I said it has to be 2 inches below the knee.
What
daf lamed zayin, weiter. So the Rav here says we find lach upon him should have a mask of Rav Yosef. In Amu Bezrizin, Yoimu Bishenim Zrizin, the Gemara is a murder kasha. The reason why in the Beis HaMikdash they permitted the Kohanim to make the lechem upon him one tefach thick, yeah, and we're not concerned it would turn into chametz, is because Kohanim Zrizim. But matzah is for the Hamoinam. And the Hamoinam are not diligent, they're not careful to make sure that it's not become chametz. Next kash, nakash number two. Remember,
so what's I don't understand. How could you bring a... How
you
could,
cannot bring a raya from the lechem upon him because the lechem upon him was prepared by Zrizim. Right. Next kash.
So that's a kash on the seller.
Yes. Imam Bepas Amela, Yom Bepas Sheina Amela. Pass that was well worked. Rashi explains what does mean amela. Rashi, the fourth wide line. Sheina meheris lahachmit she amelasa ma'akvasa. Amela is berera. Kedetnan kol hamanaches tuunim sholosh meos shiba v'chamish meos beita. They had to knead it. When you knead, you have
what's
to.
What's the difference between shiba and beita? Beita means
it's, yeah, when you go and you pound, you have to pound it. I don't know the difference. Mm-hmm. It was pounding. Beita means to kick, and shiba means to press. So you have, I don't know, there's a technique. I do not know what the technique is, but you have to go, when you make the bread, you have to, it has to be very well done, very well worked. Yeah. The kneading has to be done over the top. You have to do it how many times? 300 times and 500 times. A total of 800. It's a very significant number. 800 lamala, midera chateva. Why 800? Shabbos is 7. Shabbos is only 7. Yet the lechem, because it was 8 days old, that's why. The lechem upon him has a. If you take a note about the lechem upon him, I'm telling you, Yochid, destroy me. Hear this? You're not going to hear this by Roy Bornstein. You're not going to hear this. You're not going to hear this by the bites, by the da bites.
What do you have 8 days? From Shabbos to Shabbos.
Exactly. When the bread was eaten, it was prepared on Friday, and it was eaten 8 days later.
And it was just as if they just came out of the oven.
Steam was coming out of the oven. So you have the number 8. Where else you have the number 8 by the lechem upon him? You have each bread was prepared with 800 actions.
Yeah.
800 actions.
Each challah.
That's what it says. It says 800 actions. So if I already have already twice the number 8 in reference to the lechem upon him. The lechem upon him with 12 breads. Now, by the way, once we're talking about this, is so base critical. Shalim, you listening to me? I want to ask you a question. Simple question. Shal Zev also. I don't mean to embarrass anyone. You say every Shabbos. Tikanta Shabbos Ratziso Karbonoi Seho Siviso Peru Sheho
Im
Sidure Niso Heho. So what does it mean? Tikanta Shabbos, you have established Shabbos. Ratziso, you Hashem have found Ratzo in its sacrifices, in its offerings. Now can you please, Shlomi Rabinowitz, translate for me the words, the next words. Tikanta Shabbos Ratziso Karbonoi Seho Ratziso Karbonoi Seho.
I was also.
What do those words mean?
I also didn't know.
And what do the next words mean? Siviso perusheha. And the next words? Siviso perusheha. Tikanto Shabbos, Rotsiso, Kabrosecha, Siviso perusheha. Explanations? Who would you say that? Art school sitter?
That's what I thought also.
No. I'll tell you that I'm telling you now that Emma's the answer. What does she do this? I'm telling
what
you
is
now.
It, what does it say afterwards?
What?
Sivis Perushel and
Sivisa Sidure, the arrangement of Nisuchecha, of her pourings.
I never understood.
What do those words mean? Yeah. He's saying this your whole life. So I'm going to tell you now the Emma's pshat. Here, Shlomi, you ready? You're sitting down in a chair? I don't want you to fall. I want to tell you the pshat. Yeah. I'm Shalim, are you listening? Is Shalim, you listening?
I'm listening.
So what do you say those words mean? What do you say those words mean?
I'll find out right now.
Tzivisa perushecha. Perush means to spread. Bread. It's referring to the lechem upon him. You commanded that we spread out on the shulchan the bread. The lechem upon him.
How did you spread? There were levels. There were shelves.
But it's spread over the table. Bread is called bread.
Oh, that's right.
You spread bread over the table. Tzivisa, you've given a command, perushecha. It doesn't mean it's interpretations. That's a very shvach pshat. Tzivisa, you've commanded concerning the bread, which is porus. A shulchan aruch, the you spread out the bread over the table. Tzivisa Perushacha in Sidure, the arrangement of its pourings. You know what the pourings are? The Bezichin. The Shnei Bezichin Levoina.
Very interesting. You saw this in the
Mefarish? Yeah. Are the Nesachim of the Lechem Aponim.
And those Bezichin like are only put on the...
On the table.
Only the bottom Lechem, on the Lechem
Aponim.
Right,
no, on the top, the two top ones, the very top.
No, on the
Machloikis. It's Machloikis.
I think it was on the... On the table. No, but it was on the bread.
The top, it depends. It depends on how big the breads were. The size of the Machloikis is a 5-6.
Okay.
Not for now.
Okay.
But basically... You're writing about Shabbos. Tikanta Shabbos. Rotzisa Kumisecha. You won. It's carbonous. The Musaf of Shabbos. Shabbos, you bring double. Shabbos always double. This is very important. And Shabbos, what do you bring during the weekday? How many carbonous do you bring during the weekday? You bring on during the weekday a Tomishal Shachar, Tomishal Ben Harbon.
Correct.
Two Kivasim. What is the Musaf of Shabbos? The Musaf, two kivasim. Why two kivasim? Double. Everything about Shabbos is double.
Like Lechem Mishneh.
Therefore, when you bring the Musaf of Shabbos is double the ordinary carbon.
Right.
Ordinary is a Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim.
Right.
Now you bring a Nocha two more kivasim to a double. And then what is unique about Shabbos? Tzivisa you commend Perushecha. On Shabbos, the Kohanim enter into the Heichal and they spread out and they... No, it doesn't mean explanation. No. I don't know where they got that translation from. That is such...
Who is this? Art Scroll?
That is such a horrible
translation. Who says this?
What do you mean Art Scroll?
Who gave you that translation? You commanded its... What? Where did you get that translation from? Where did you get that translation from? Art School, right? Call them up. Call them up and ask them. That's not what it means. Tzivisa, you have commanded Perushecha, you've commanded that there be on Shabbos spread on the table, on Hashem's table, the Lechem upon him. On Shabbos, they enter. The Avodah of Shabbos is... The Avodah of Shabbos is to enter into the Heichal and to spread the new breads. You remove... The bezichin, the pouring, they pour when they pour on
into
them
the spoons, into the
spoons. The bezichin, the bezichin is the nes.
He was replaced every week, every Shabbos.
Every Shabbos.
He says that's the lechem aponim.
No, the nesachim is lechem aponim. Doesn't make any sense altogether. Where'd you get that from? No. It's just the opposite. See,
these
perusheha is the lechem aponim, and the sidur nisachecha is the bazichin, the shnei bazichin levoyu that is poured upon the fire of the mizbeach on Shabbos.
I have to tell you,
they pour it on the fire of the mizbeach every Shabbos. They pour the bazichin.
The bazichin
is the nisachim of the lechem aponim, just like the yayin is the nisachim of the carbon.
You don't have it.
It's not unique to
Shabbos. What do you mean it's not unique to Shabbos? What are you talking about? You only have the bazichin on Shabbos. You only have the lechem aponim on Shabbos. The bazichin is on the shulchan. On Shabbos, they bring in 12 new breads and 2 new bazichin. They take out the old breads, they give it to the kohanim team, they take the bazichin, they burn on the mizbeach on Shabbos. They burn the mizbeach. Both are new on Shabbos. So they put out, they spread out new bread and they bring in new bazichin. They take out the old bread and they give the old bread to the Kohanim to eat, and the bazichin, the shnei bazichin levoyim, they pour on the mizbeach. Tikanta Shabbos, retzisa kabrosecha, tzivisa, you've commanded perusheha, the lechem haparim, that is parus, that is spread out on the table. Yes, and the sidur nisachecha, and the arrangement of the shnei bazichin levoyna. This is the Emes of Pshat in the Musaf.
He
say this every
Shabbos. There's another art square. He also says commentaries.
What?
He instructed regarding his commentaries.
He says every Shabbos. How can you not know what this means? How can it be everyone? You say this every Shabbos your whole life. You don't even know what this means? Tikanta Shabbos, Ritzisa, Kabrosecha, Tzivisa, Perushecha, Imsidus, Nisacha, Tzivisa, Perushecha, is the Lechem upon him. Imsidur, Nisachecha, the Bazichin. I don't know what it says there. Go turn in that siddur. Excuse me, sir. Go take that siddur you have in your hand. I want you to go turn to after davening. Tell me how they translate the word mikudeshes. Go tell me how they translate the words Dehare.
That's an old gripe of yours.
Mikudeshes. Kedusha Tos. The person gets married with that translation in their mind, it's a Shiloh of Kedusha Tos.
I'll tell you here.
When you married your wife, did you sanctify her?
Look where. Behold, you are consecrated?
Consecrated?
To me, by the means of
this
ring.
When you're going to get married, you're going to consecrate your wife? She's
what is
Kodesh. She's holy. Oh. Which means she's off limits. Yeah, you have to stay away from her. She's Kodesh. She's Mimol Behegdash.
No, Kodesh
don't eat her food.
No, Kodesh means you're...
Designated.
Oh, I was about to say
designated. Yeah. Where in the world they get that translation is beyond me. Okay, this is what it means. It means Tikanta Shabbos Rotziso Karbon Osecha Tziviso Perushecha. The breads are spread out Im Sidui, the arrangement of Nisochecha
which
the Bazichin. Other Bazichin. Okay, go to Shul on Shabbos and tell this to people and see, start a conversation. Start a conversation with this translation. Let's now go weiter. Over here, we're going to Agbar. Over here,
the chinuch says consecrated.
The chinuch? How do you know? Where did you get that from? What are you talking about? It says on the bottom there? The chinuch says consecrated?
A Jewish woman can always wear something that recalls the moment when she and her husband consecrated and embarked on their new life together.
What? Where'd you get that from? Consecrated?
Consecrate a marriage.
Tosfos says explicitly the word mikudeshes means miyuchedes, like a kedesha. A wife is like a kedesha. What's a kedesha? What's a kedesha? A kedesha is a woman designated for the purpose of
nus. Right.
What is a kodesh? A man designated for averus. The word. What is hegdish? Hegdish means I have an object, an animal that is designated for Hashem.
The word hegdish also connotes not only positive things, it connotes negative things. It just means the word designated.
Exactly. So the translation of the archival siddur should be Hare At, you are Mikudeshes, designated to me.
Well, designated is another word for consecrated.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Consecrated means holy. Holy. It means the temple. It means the church. It means a chesnish. It means holy. It does not mean designated. Toisvis, Dav Gimel, Kedushin. Everyone knows this. I'm sure Liam, he knows all Shas and fingertips. He knows this. Mikudesh means designated. Now that you know this, you can get married.
The Rashi and Bez on the top over there. Kedushin, the only Rashi that I know by heart.
Mikudesh is Miyuchedes.
What the Ram says, Miyuchedes.
Miyuchedes.
What would happen if someone says, all right, I'm Miyuchedesly. Is it valid?
Yeah. Rashi, Bez on the Bez, right?
And
Tais also says them. It means, how in the world did they get away 30 years in their Siddur with this translation?
So call up.
If a person, the Chas V'Shalom, would have this in mind when he gets married, it can be a whole shot of
So call up Rav Natan Sherman.
Here's the dictionary. One of the definitions of consecrated is devote to sacred or serious use.
To sacred. Devote to sacred. Use. That's not what it means. Consecrated means sacred. You just said it yourself.
But that's not the only translation.
The word consecrated in English and Latin means holy. You said it's sacred. The word mikudesh is.
Right. It means sacred to make holy.
So when a man gets married, he makes his wife sacred. She becomes a chefsa. She's the midin mi'ila.
Yeah, holy.
She's the midin mi'ila and a wife. The midin mi'ila. A woman is.
Different kinds of holiness.
What holiness? What are you talking about? It's Shalosh Shuddas Torah. This is not halacha. It's Shalosh Shuddas Torah. What are you talking about? When a man gets married, he gives a woman the Kaz condition. Miyuchedes. That's Shalosh Shuddas Torah. That's not the translation of the words. That's Shalosh Shuddas Torah you're telling me. Sheva Brachas Torah.
I never go to Shalosh Shuddas.
That's Sheva Brachas Torah. That's not what it means.
He never goes to Sheva Brachas.
That's not, they should make an announcement under every chuppah. Rabbi Yisai, the translation of the words are Hare At, you are Mikudesh, designated to me with this ring according to the law. The law of Moshe, of Moses and the Jewish people of Israel. What's the name of the mother of your wife? The mother-in-law. What's the name of the sister of your wife? Sister-in-law. What's the name of your brother of your wife? The brother-in-law. What's the name of this one? This in-law, that in-law, that in-law. What's your wife? Your wife is the law.
Who's the outlaw?
The chumchutanim. Your wife is the law. If the mother of your wife is the mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, that means that your wife is the law.
That's the reason why
we're getting your shoulders zev ready here.
That's the reason why
for matrimony.
That's the reason why. I want Shlomo to hear this. That's the reason why you stomp with your foot. You break the glass because that would be the last one who put his foot down.
That's right.
That's an old joke.
That's right. Okay, so We learned the correct translation of the word mikudeshes, designated, and we learned tonight the translation of the musaf.
So you saw this in a
yes. Yes, I saw it somewhere. I don't know where.
Mamish, it's Kedai just come for that.
Perushecha is the lechem upon him. Im with Sidur, the arrangement, Nisachecha of the Bazichin. The Bazichin Levoina, you pour on the Mizbeach. The Bazichin Levoina is the Nisachim to the lechem upon him, just like the Yayin is the Nisachim to the animal sacrifice. You hear the Vart Shlomi?
I hear the Vart.
Vait, now let's go Vaita. So over here we love that pasah. We got into this because over here the lechem upon him is the number 8. 800 actions are done to each loaf of bread, even though it's Shabbos, because it's done on the 8th day. You eat the bread on the 8th day. And bepas amela, like Mishol Zev said, it was a nace.
Why this is part of the kasher.
Why is number 8 essential to the lechem upon him? He's a murder giver from Mishol Zev. Is because exactly because it was steam. There was steam still coming from the bread on day 8.
Yeah,
on the 8th. Well, that's lamala derechateva. So therefore, that's why it's number 8. The bread because 8 is lamala.
Lamala Chanukah.
Lamala mederechateva. The lechem is nishtam azay lechem. It's a different type of lechem. Parnasa. It's the mekar bracha. Parnasa. The parnasa by Klal Yisrael is lamala mederechateva. Vaita. The pas amela.
So this is part of the kasha.
This
is all part of the kasha now.
The reason why they were able to make bread that was a tefach thick and not be concerned that it turned into chametz is because it was the fire, the eitzim yivation. There was no moisture in the wood. The fuel was dry.
Yeah.
That's why it burned. It produced the bread very quickly. It was a very high quality fire.
Uh-huh,
there are so many different elements that go into making bread. When it comes to the average Joe, Biden, when he makes bread, the fuel is moist. The wood is moist. It produces smoke. It's not going to make a good bread. Another kasha. Im amru b'tanu cham in a hot oven. Yom b'tanu tzoynein. They had in the Beis Hamikdash the best brick ovens. Whereas we have whatever. We have our oven is not so good. Therefore, it's not the same quality bread. Next, the Imam Bitanu Shal Mateches, Yaimu Bitanu Shal Cheres, of pottery. So then we have over here a whole collection of ideas to show us that we have murder kasha. What was the
mother? So don't compare it to the lechem upanim, because
Beis Hillel said you can make matzah on Pesach even one tefach.
And he brings
thick.
A rye from the upanim. Yeah.
Matzah that's one tefach thick is a very dangerous matzah. The Gemara says because if you can allow the matzah to rise to that level, it may very well turn into chametz. Oh, but in the Beis Hamikdash it was the lechem upanim, and the lechem upanim was made from matzah, as it says in the drasha. It says kol. And the word makes a drush, takrivu is coming to Yomar, even the lechem upon him has to be dafka.
And there, kol mincha means all mincha had to be chametz.
Had to be matzah.
Matzah, I'm sorry.
Kol hamincha is matzah, shdil Hashem loisi ofei chametz. And the word kol is coming to be marbe l'rabos lechem upon him. The lechem upon him had to be, and yet there they made a mamash one tefach thick, as a hazoi. Teretz says, if you know what you're doing, if you really know that you know how to make, you know how it works, it's pshayich, to make matzah that's even one tefach thick.
Yeah.
And they did this in the Beis HaMikdash. But we are not allowed to do this for matzah because we are not Bekiyim. And just because in the Beis HaMikdash it was permitted, because the Beis HaMikdash, they had all the other milas, they had the best. They had a tarnishal mateches, it was chacham. They had the best fuel, that was dry wood. and they had the bread was on mela. It was processed 800 times. All of it, there was reason. The Kohanim was reason. There's so many milas. So many
so
milas.
So Kasha was.
So really, you can't compare. Vaita, Amrab
Yim. So the Gemara doesn't answer.
Amrab Yim, no answer. Amrab Yim, Babar Abba, Sheilis es Rav, Rebbe B'Yichud. He was the Rebbe. I went in at Yechidus with the Rebbe. I asked him, here's your Makar, this Mamash.
Who, Frank, which Rebbe? Who was his Rebbe?
Rebbe Yim, Rebbe Noah Kodesh. No, I'm sorry, Umanu Rebbe, I'm sorry, Rav, Umanu Rav. Rebbe B'Yichud, Umanu Rav. Who is Rebbe?
Privately.
I asked my Rebbe privately, and who is my Rebbe? Rav. This Gemara is, I told you today, we saw is my favorite Gemara. Because I'm really a chassid. I'm really a chassid. I'm a chassid of Shol Zev. I'm a chassid of Shaliman. I'm a chassid of Shlomo Rabinowitz. I have rebbes. And here is the makar of having yichud with the Rebbe. Do you have yichud with the Rebbe? Serious. Do you have yichud with the Rebbe?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Who you have yichud with?
Stinker Rebbe. Rebbe
Hershula. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rebbe Chashev. Nee. Did you ever have Shlomo Rebbe with the Rebbe?
What?
Did you ever have yichud with the Rebbe? A rabbi, any rabbi. Yeah. What? This is what I'm talking about. Would you believe this? Yeah, a litvak. A litvak doesn't even know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Can you be masik? Could you be masik? Such a litvak. He doesn't even know what I'm talking about. Rabbi Shaul Lieben, did you ever have yichis with the rabbi? Doesn't want to answer.
Nay. Ikadamra.
Uman Rav. Ikadamra Sam said Rabbi Yim Bar Abba Omar. It was Rabbi Yim Bar Abba Omar. Omar Rav. Sheilis is Rabbi Biyichud. Who is my rabbi? Who's my Rebbe?
Be Yichud.
This is the Makar for Yichud, for having Yichidus with the Rebbe. Be Yichud. Where do you think it comes from? Social distancing. Where does it come from? The concept of having Yichidus with the Rebbe. It comes from here.
Yeah.
Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my Passover, pass Miruba. It doesn't
mean.
He
asked them?
He asked them. What does it mean then? It cannot possibly mean. It means thick bread. Because if it means thick bread, you're not allowed to. There's no such thing. No one is going to permit you to have thick bread.
Nee.
So what then does it mean in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah over here says, when it says in this Bryce, this member.
So he answered him.
So yes, you know what it means? It means a lot
he
of bread.
Answered, he replied.
He answered that when it says, it means a lot. Do not make a large quantity of bread. Because if you have a large quantity of bread, there's no way you can properly care for them, all the breads, to make sure they don't become chametz. If you're producing a very large, you're understaffed, you don't have enough people to go and do it, then it's inevitable that some of the bread is not going to be properly cared for, and it's going to turn into chametz. So when it says pas ova, it doesn't mean thick, it means thin, regular matzah, but don't make more than you can handle. In other words, make sure that the quantity is manageable. If you don't have enough hands on deck to take care of it, right, then it's no good.
Why does he use a lush enough thick?
Oh, vait vamai karle pas ova mishum dinefisha belisha. It's called thick because when you how do you make matzah? You start off with one dough, and then that one dough you break it into a lot of little pieces. And the way they make matzah, you just take the water and the flour, and you make one massive dough. Mm-hmm. Then you break it off. You give this guy a piece. You go to matzah factory.
Yeah, sure.
So you start with one big dough. You make one big dough, yeah. And then you give each individual a little piece, a little shtickle, mm-hmm. And they work with it. They make it into a matzah. Yeah. So when you first start, if you're going to take this one zach and you're going to go give it to 50 people, it's going to be very, very thick. It's gonna be ova because you're planning to break it up into little pieces.
Yeah.
That's why it's called ova.
Mishum de nefisha.
Mishum de nefisha belisha. There's an abundance of kneading, mm-hmm. kneading, and that makes it when it's the first time you do it, you put it together. There's a lot of kneading that goes into the first piece. Mm-hmm. Look at Rashi. Rashi b'gidei Ramaskel belisha kishaloshen oisa ova hi hoisa kishikula biyachat. When you first start the process, when you add the water, the mayim shalanu into the flour, it's going to be a leech of. Now it's kedai to go back and see the words of b'yichud. B'yichud, go back up on Rashi, what those words mean. Beinoy lebeini. Okay, it's a beautiful expression. When you go into a Rebbe, it's beinoy lebeini. Rabbe, Rabbi Yirmi, Rav, Rabbe, the Rav, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Lish nachlina b'yichud b'borur, k'mo v'yodanu b'yichud, shesham aroin nignas. The word yichud means with clarity. The yichud means, the second translation of the word yichud means clarity. Bibarur, with utmost clarity. Kimo, v'yodu b'yichud, it's a gemara v'yodu, but they knew b'yichud when that maisa happened, when a person, he went into a cave, and he died, he didn't live. They knew that in that cave was hidden the Aron HaKodesh. They knew b'yichud. So in other words, he's telling us over here two translations for the word yichud. Either it means privacy, I went in to have privacy, and the second interpretation is I went in to gain clarity. I went to the Rebbe to gain clarity, and these two interpretations are two sides of the same coin. When you go to the Rebbe, number one, you're going in privately. Number two, the Rebbe is going to provide you with clarity on what you want to ask. I have an issue in life. I have a dilemma. I have something that bothers me. I don't know what I'm confused. I don't know what to do. And the Rebbe is going to provide me with clarity when I go into the room alone with him. So Mordechai the Gemara, this Rashi is an unbelievable Rashi. This Rashi was written way before there was something called Chassidus. Chassidim first came into the world when? 1700s? When was the Baal Shem Tov?
I'm not familiar.
Like 1700s. With the years, and the Rashi.
Yeah, yeah.
Rashi
early 1700s.
Yeah. So 600 years before there was such a koyach of a Rebbe. Already, we're already learning about the principles of these concepts.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It was an unbelievable Rashi. But I had chidus. I did with the Biana Rebbe. Mm-hmm. I went to the Biana Rebbe. I gave a kvittel.
I was friendly with the Biana Rebbe, the one who was supposed to be the Biana Rebbe.
Well, I was supposed to be? Who was supposed to be?
His brother.
I don't know who he is. I went to the Biana Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. It was very nice to me.
No, but he's talking about the outer Biana Rebbe,
yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I want the one that's now, the current Biana Rebbe. Yeah. He was a very nice guy. Very, very easy to talk to.
The young fellow. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
He was my friend's little brother.
They tzitter from him. The Hasidim, they managed to tzitter from him. They're so afraid.
And you spoke to him in English. He speaks a perfect English.
Yeah, perfect English. He was talking to me like I talked to you. I was talking like I talked to you.
Yeah.
It was a couple of years, was it? Maybe it was.
Were you asking him a shayla?
No, I brought him regards from someone. What?
I was friendly with him. He was supposed to be the Biana Rebbe.
Yeah.
He was more modern. His father was a professor. And he was supposed to be the Biana Rebbe. The Hasidim chased him around all over the place.
Look.
Until they finally gave up, they made his brother the Rebbe.
He learned in Chassam Sofer.
This guy learned in Mir.
When I went there to Israel, someone over here was like a relative, one of the Mishpachi. He asked me I should go to him. I was curious. I was there already. I went in, whatever. Mm-hmm. He was so nice. Such a nice person.
Yeah, really nice, yeah.
Such a nice person. So his normal.
Lived here in Flatbush.
Right. He's a real American. He's an American. The Rebbe is a real American.
His father was a Tom Chach. He put on the morale, I think, yeah.
He was an American. Vaita. Okay, let's go Vaita over
Washington
here.
Washington Heights, I think.
Very normal, very nice. Very posh. Very nice person.
Breyer. Professor
Breyer. No shtick. Very nice guy. The Gabbai was a real character, though. The Gabbai was a real character.
Why?
He was. The Gabbai was a funny guy. Vaita. Let's go further over here in the Gemara.
If he's interpreting, that's what it means. So how do you understand Machlaikis?
Another answer. The last small line of the year. Another answer. No, Itaka means... It means pas meruba. Do not make an abundance. Do not make.
What is saying ba'asra in that place?
In this place where the Tana taught this halacha, we started today's daf. Tarnabonan. The place where this halacha was taught, their language, their different
words. From the pas meruba, pas
over. They call pas over karole. The high time little pas meruba come from pas over karole. My timer. Why? Im yishum deko torach tirchod loy tzarich. Zehu.
What does that mean?
That's it. We're done. So that the Gemara is going to
unnecessary. Tircha.
No. That's new Gemara. I'm sorry. That's the next piece of Gemara. It's a new Gemara.
So according to the Bo Seima, why did he call Pasmeruba?
So two
same
answers.
Thing?
Number one is because when you need it for the very first time, when you go and you eat the one and flour together, you need it. It becomes a very thick mixture. Number two, the reason why we call it Pasova is because that's just the language in this locale where the halacha was taught for the very first time. In their language, in their vocabulary, their slang, they called a lot of bread Passover. Mm. It was just a term. Why? How did the term come about? I don't know. Mm. Next, now we go to a new shtickle Gemara. Rabbi Sholim, are you still here with us? It's very quiet, Rabbi Sholim.
I'm right here, my friend.
Baruch Hashem. Good, okay.
So really, the kasha, they did not... So the kasha remains as kasha.
No kasha. We're done. Everything is shalom.
No, the original kasha.
No, so it's not a kasha. No, we rejected that. That was
so how do you understand
rejected.
The machlekes then? Of it means abundance.
So the question is, do we trust you? The machlekes be'sham be'sel is, do we trust you? No. Do we trust you to properly care for a large amount of dough? Money. If we give you a lot of money, do we trust that you'll know how to spend it? Do we trust you with a large amount of dough? That's what the Gemara says. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai says we do not. If you have a very large amount of dough, we do not trust that you'll be able to properly, swiftly turn into matzah within 18 minutes.
But you should know that the Yemenites have softer, very soft.
They're not a tefach thick.
And that's the reason why it says, Kainos Hello, Korech Matzah. How do you understand?
The bread.
What we do is not Korech.
Oh, they wrap the bread. Or some want to say, they wrap you. Korech means you wrap the lettuce around the bread. We make a
Who
sandwich like
that?
Americans.
That
Americans,
the marrow was wrapped around
the Americans, you have to have a piece of bread on top, piece of bread on the bottom, and you have to have the peanut butter in the middle. Who says? You have the piece of bread in the middle, and you have the peanut butter on top, peanut butter on the bottom.
Who says the marrow was wrapped
up? Matzah, biyachad, it means you would wrap the marrow around the bread.
The Karm Pesach and the matzah?
Well, we said korech kach oz b'zman. How you korech matzo umoro v'och biyachad?
No,
you wrap. You who says you're wrapping the bread? You're wrapping
who
the moro.
Who says that?
In the Haggadahs they say this.
Yeah.
Unless you want, it's like what you said. The Yemenites is where they have soft matzah.
Yeah.
But there's another interpretation that no, you can. It means to wrap the wrap the lettuce. Vita. Now we go to new Gemara. Now what my timer? Now everyone wants to clarify the lumdus of Beis Hillel. Why does Beis Hillel prohibit you from making a large quantity of bread?
According not Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai.
I'm sorry, right, Beis Shammai. My timer. Im mishum mikol tarach tirchot deloy tzarech. If the reason because it's a lot of work, it's hard work, it's on Pesach, you're supposed to relax. You're supposed to go to a hotel and relax and sit and drink a pina colada. Kosher Pesach pina colada, of course, by the pool and relax, right? Is that the reason why? If you're going to be bringing a lot of matzah, if that's the lumnis, so why are we limiting this halacha to Pesach? This halacha applies the whole year. My area of Pesach, I feel we have Nami. If that's the halacha, then it's not only to Pesach. Every Yom Tov you should not be allowed to make a large amount of bread.
Yeah.
This price has started by teaching us that you're not allowed to do this on. You're not allowed to engage in this activity when? On Pesach. Right? That's how we started.
Right, and why?
You're not allowed to engage in this activity on Pesach. Why Pesach? You should not be allowed to engage in this activity even on Shavuos, even on Sukkos, on Simchas Torah. If the lumdus is because it's a tircha yisera, you're working too hard, the goal of Yom Tov is to relax, to enjoy yourself, so it should be forbidden to engage in this activity even on a regular Yom Tov, only Pesach.
Correct.
My area of Pesach, I feel beyond of Nami, the Gemara is Ein Hachinami. That is correct. The same way it is forbidden to make a large amount of bread on Pesach, it is forbidden to make a large amount of bread on Yom Tov. Nami. Oh, so why then do we say the word Pesach? So it's a very important Gemara. V'hai tana b'yom tov shol Pesach koi. And the reason why is, why do we say Pesach? Because since he was discussing other related laws of Yom Pesach, so that's why he said Pesach. He didn't mean it specifically Pesach, Lafuke, Shavuos, and Sukkos. He was enumerating many laws of Pesach.
Because he was talking about Pesach.
So once already he was talking about Pesach in the middle, so he calls Yom Tov Pesach, but he laughed Afka. Of course it applies to all other halachas. Tayinam Yachi, Be'esham Oimrim, it says before another Bryce. There's another Bryce, another series of Bryces, which did not make it over here into our Gemara, but another Bryces.
Ain
Oifin Passover, Be'yoim Toiv. Doesn't say over here only on Pesach. Ube'esil Matihirin, okay, new Gemara. Okay, now we go to Anaya Sugya, Anaya Unfang, Mid Nudrinin, Daflamit Zayin Amid Aleph. Tanaban, Yoitzin Pesach Nikia, Uve Had Ro'o. You can fulfill your obligation with past Nikia, white Nikia. flour. Okay, today they tell you that it's not healthy. Today they tell you
flour?
Today they tell you whole wheat. Only eat whole wheat because it'll clear your kishkas. Who says?
What's the having that you should be able to be here to the kiyah?
Because let's see the Gemara. I don't know. Let's see the Gemara. Yoitzin you pass in the kiyah. What?
I think you have. Don't you have matzah like that?
What today? All the matzah they make today is not whole wheat. The matzah they have today is sifted. They have there. It's
so that's called pas nikiya.
Yes, that's pas nikiya. So it's a chiddush. Yoitzin be pas nikiya. Maybe
what's
whole
the
wheat.
Why would I
whole
think?
Wheat? Now we believe we are brainwashed in the modern world, in the 21st century, that it's
what's
much,
like whole wheat means with the shell
with the bran. They don't sift that whole wheat. They don't sift the bran out. So today we're brainwashed that it's much more healthy. It's more healthy to have whole wheat matzah, because if they have the bran in, if they don't remove the bran in the flour, it's fiber and it's very good. It's like sandpaper in your stomach. It cleans out all the schmutz.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be very, very healthy. It's good for everything. Who says that they keep on changing their time? You have a computer just like me. You can go online and do the research, and you're going to find articles telling you that this is a myth. It's a myth to think that whole wheat is any more healthy than having fine flour removing the bran. It's not necessarily true. Each one has its milus, and it's not as people that we thought for many years whole wheat is better. But today, I think the people are coming around that whole wheat is not necessarily better. There are chesroinos in whole wheat.
What are the chesroinos?
I don't know. You have to go online and do the research. I remember, I was fascinated by this.
They say whole wheat.
Every day they always change their mind. One, the vaccine is good, the vaccine is not good. Azoin.
Yeah, they say whole wheat.
In 10 years from now.
It doesn't make a person sluggish, whereas refined flour, bleach, it does make a person.
In the short term, you know what about in 10 years from now?
No, but you know why it makes a person tired? Yeah. Because it shoots up one's insulin.
Insulin, okay.
And then when it goes down...
Look, in my crystal ball, I saw it says in 10 years from now, there are going to be commercials and billboards all over and say, if in the year 2020 you took the vaccine, you're entitled to a compensation.
Weiter, let's go, come on.
Weiter, Tanabanan. Yoitzim pas nikia uve hadra. Pas nikia is clean. And I'm sure it's looking at what's the chiddush. Let's see over here the Rashi. Rashi over here says, there is no Rashi over here. Let's go a little bit weiter. We'll see the Gemara's going to explain everything in one moment. Pasnik uve hadra. What is hadra? We'll see in one moment. Uve sarikin. We'll see in the moment. What is this? Uve sarikin hamitsuyorin bepesach. Rashi. Matzais hamitsuyorin. The afalpi sha'amu lechatil osa dievet shaper dami. Designer matzais. You have such things, Zach? Matzais that are in a special design. Someone pashkud with them and made them into pictures. He made a certain shapes of the matzah. Afal pi sha'amu ein oisin sirikin hamitsuyorin bepesach. Even though we learned they're not going to make designer matzais, the word soluk
means
you make a mark. You make a mark. Some say that having square matzais is called sirikin hamitsuyorin. Because matzos,
the problem is it delays the process. That it can come
exactly,
back, no?
Exactly. You're gonna pashko. You want to go. Put your initials on it. You make the matzah, and the guy who makes the matzah. He wants to put his initials on. So he scratched with his fingernails his initials into the matzah made by Yishol Zev Lobel. You don't want to. You know. So that's usher. And some want to say having square matzos is called sirikin hamitzuyorin. Because if you're going to go shape the mass into a square, that's an extra amount of effort involved in shaping the matzah that's not devoted to making sure it does not become chametz. It's a distraction.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, that is why there is no such thing in the market as handmade square matzahs. You have never, ever seen ever a handmade square matzah. Because a handmade square matzah is called, in the words of the Gemara, Srikin Hamitsuyorin. Sarik means to make a mark, and it's mitsuyorin, it's a design. You make the marks what you want to make into a square. Because that time that you have to spend with your hands to make into a perfect square is time wasted, and you should have been more involved in making sure that it does not turn into chametz.
Right.
But what about machine matzois? Machine matzois is just the opposite. Just pumfakert. If you make a machine matzah that's a circle, that's a chasaron, because when you have to cut off the excess on the sides, that becomes a very big chash and might turn into chametz. It used to be, years ago, when they made first machine matzahs, will you believe this? They made round machine matzahs. It's a fact. when the early machines, the making machine matzahs, were round machine matzahs, because they wanted to look like the traditional round matzahs. But pumfa keret, when you have a machine matzah, you make it round, you're in violation of what it says here in the Gemara, in Oysen Sriken HaMitzuyorim Pesach.
He says, B'dievar, you're
B'dievar, but now L'chatchila, you don't want to eat a B'dievar matzah on Pesach, yeah, you want to eat L'chatchila matzah on Pesach. So it's all a matter of where you start from. If it's a hand matzah, then what's natural, the natural shape of a hand matzah is a circle. If you make a machine matzah, the natural shape of a machine matzah is a square. So if you're going to start cutting off the corners to make it into a circle, you're getting involved in an entirely extra process in the manufacturing of the matzah, which is totally unnecessary for its product, for its result. And that extra effort is going to distract you from the primary goal of making sure it does not turn into chametz.
Yeah.
So by machine matzah, if you make circle machine matzah, that's a no-no. No, you're not allowed to introduce into the market round machine matzah, because that means you're in violation of what it says over here in the Gemara, Ein Oysin Sriken HaMitzoyorer MePesach. Now, we didn't go in Kriyat HaFikso, we didn't pass the key up over HaDra'ah. That still needs explanation. Let me go read you what it says over here in the Gemara, I think it's going to explain. I'm going to tell you what it means over here. Pas Nikia means pure white bread. Why? Now, here's the
HaMitzoyorer. That's been sifted.
Should be sholim and shlita. He asked the question, why? What's the hav mina not? That's begeder matzah ashira.
Why?
Only the rich and famous can afford to buy fine white flour. The poor people, it's expensive to go sift that flour. If you have flour, two flours. Today,
I thought matzah ashira is only when you add food other juices. Than water.
That's one interpretation. But maybe the Gemara is making a suggestion that matzah shir means the type of flour.
You would
if
think,
the
yeah.
type of flour is something that's only available to the rich and famous, because only they could afford to go have the machines, the sieves,
so you're going to
in order that you can take out the bran and only be left with the pristine white powder. Right? Who says you could? So therefore, maybe that's a violation. That's a violation of matzah shira. Mm-hmm. That's only for the rich and famous, not for the average Joe. You can't do that. Kamash on the Mishnah, that's not called matzah shira. You can, every person call b'nei yishol malachim, like Yerushal Zev said, matzah shira is only when you eat fruit juices into the dough. But the type of flour is a very high quality flour. That's not called matzah shira. Okay, what was the next thing we said? We said it was something about hadra'ah. Hadra'ah is kibur, which is only kibur means, it means only bran. In other words, when they sift, what do? They put the flour. You have whole wheat flour. Okay? The whole, it seems the time of Chazal, that was the standard. Today, it's just the opposite. Today, it's cheaper to buy regular. If you buy a regular bagel, that's not a whole wheat bagel, it's cheaper, right? Is that the case?
Then whole wheat.
I haven't bought a bagel in decades already. How long? A regular bagel is cheaper than a whole wheat bagel, right? I think it's cheaper. Whole wheat is more expensive. It doesn't make any sense. Whole wheat should be cheap because whole wheat, they did less work.
Right.
Whole wheat, they didn't have
What's
to
the
do,
meaning? Okay, well, whatever.
It's just a gimmick. It's a gimmick. Since they think it's healthy, so they're able to charge you more money. But in Tana Chazal, it was pumfagert. The standard grain was whole wheat, where there was a taruvis, a flour, and bran. And then for the hecher dimension, the hecher offense dimension, those people,
sifted.
They had pure, pristine white flour, they could afford a higher level.
So what does
now,
Hadra mean?
Hadra means when they did sift it, what do you left? When they do the sieve, when they put it through the sieve, what do you left with? On one end comes out the powder, the geschmacka stuff, and on the other end comes out the bran, the stuff that's no good.
They
take just the bran, and you make the bran into dough.
Why is that not preferred?
They don't even sell that today in the market. Can you buy in the market today only bran bread, such a thing? Such a thing? So that is because that's a very poor quality bread. That's called pas kibur. Pas kibur is you take the leftover stuff.
So that's the reason why it's not preferred. It's not like katchilo.
It's not like katchilo because it's a very poor. You would think that it's not even called pas. You would think that the pas needs the white powder to go use the.
What's that matzah called that you have to pay more for it? Ravna, what is it called?
Whole wheat. What is that called? What is that? Whole wheat? Is that the whole wheat matzah?
Is that the whole wheat matzah?
I think that's the whole wheat matzah. To me, it tastes exactly the same. I do.
Okay.
I don't see any difference in the Ravna. Right?
So that's what it means.
Sticker on it. You just put a sticker on it. You charge a few more dollars. So you don't have to give anything.
So madra means just the brand.
The brand. So that is so the brand is it's so.
I think that's called. Is it spelt nuts, as you're talking about?
No, spelt.
No, that's for the people who are glucose the gluten free,
people. Right.
I went on a Shabbos, went to Shabrachas, a Shabbos. They brought it for the person. There's a whole confusion, like Mamash, a big tumult. They confuse which one is the gluten free cholent and which one is the regular cholent. And they were mavarer, and the guy comes. I'm telling you, this is gluten l'chol hadeis. L'chol hadeis. This is the real cholent. Weiter.
Nay.
So we are over here. Ain so terman. So therefore, nacho terman. Yotzim pasn kia uva hadra. Pasnikia means the chiddush of pasnikia is. Maybe you may be misled to believe that it's called pas. It's not pas oni. It's not lechem oni because it's too good.
Uva hadra. So all of our matzahs is pasnikia now.
Right today. So today, right? You're right.
But here it says b'diavad.
No, it says the chatchil. It says
no. Look in Rashi. No. Look in Rashi here.
Let me see the Rashi. Only by the v'sadrikin it says.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yoytzim the pasnikia. Don't think that it's called pasnik. That it's called lechem ashira. It's not true. Uva hadra. Don't think Hadru'a is such inferior that it's not even called pas.
I see.
You also can be yoytze with a matzah that has been, you made a design, or you made a certain shape, even though that's not ideal. Even though we said that you're not allowed to do this. That's what I told you. You're not going to have square matzah.
I'm going to be Yehuda.
Dover Zeshol Baitos Ben Zunin Lachachamim. Name a person. Famous person, the Barvusta person, the Baitois Ben Zunin, Lachamim, Memneima, Amu, Enois, and Sadiq, and the Mutsun, Bepesach, Amu, Memneisha.
One second, he asked
why not? What's the halachic issue of making Amu, Memneisha, Isha, Shoya, Lecha, Umach, Mitsosa? Delay. While you're busy inscribing your initials into the matzah, you're going to delay and the bread's going to rise. If you're going to be busy patching with the matzah.
So when it says, anyway, it's a streak, it means l'katchela, but the yevad.
Solution, a machine matzah. We'll have some type of a mold, some type of form where there's not going to be any delay.
That's what he suggested,
V'yik be'ena kivon. And you'll make the design, kivon means immediately. Kivon means without delay. Kivon.
That's a word.
V'yigbana kivon. Amulo, yoimru. They're going to say, no. You have to, loy plug. You can't differentiate. You can't differentiate between some people who have the mold and some who do not have the mold. Loy plug. Yoimru, they're going to say, kol hasarikin asudim v'striki baitas mutarim. They're going to say, all of the strikin is going to be forbidden, the striki baitas is going to be mutarim. You can't do that. It's like some shuls, they don't say shalom aleichem. They never, they're very, very nasty. They don't say shalom aleichem. So what do? They go to the Siddur, they go to Kirsh Levana, and every time it says the Kirsh Levana Shalom Aleichem, they cross it out. Loy plug. You can't go say, oh, here it's Shalom Aleichem, and there it's Shalom Aleichem. You have to be consistent.
Look what Rashi says, because most bakers don't have this tefus.
The tefus, so exactly.
You can't differentiate.
You have a kashrus thing over here, who has the tefus, who doesn't have the tefus.
Yeah.
Oh, marabalos the rabbi tzadik pamach modem nachnasi achra abo lebeis rabo and gamliel the avil lefon of.
What is it? He went after the.
He went. He followed him. He tagged along. He tagged along with his father to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Lozer Bar Tzadik says, once upon a time when I was a kinderlach, when I was a child, I went with my father, and they brought him special matzah that was shaped with a design. Amarti, Abba, I said to my father, what in the world is going on here in the home of the Helik Rabbi Gamliel? Loikach, Omri Chacham, Einois, and Sneak and Mitzion Bepesach. Amali bini, loy shel kol adam amru, ela shel nachtoimin amru. The only time that rule was said was by bakers. But bakers cannot do it, but a private individual can. The prohibition, the Gemara is coming to clarify, the prohibition of to make the sarikin is only commercial.
So it seems like it's different with the Chacham said.
Not everyone has a defense.
But it seems like it's different with the Chacham said.
We're coming to clarify, right. But we're coming to know, we know, we're saying amongst, no, the Chum is saying by the commercial. commercial matzah, they do not make a distinction. But when it comes to privately, it's mutter. Why? Why are we private? Because it seems like the svar is azoy. Because when it comes to commercial, they have to make a lot. Commercially, you make a lot.
Right.
So if you're going to make designs, there's no way you can be careful to make sure that it does not become chametz when you're making multiple designs and many, 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 many pieces of matzah.
Right.
But when you're doing it privately, so you're only making a few loaves of bread for your own family, so then we trust you that you can make your design and it's not going to become chametz when you make the design. It's only a small amount.
Right.
Igadam Islam say, Hachi kamalei, loy shel nachtaim amru ela shel kol odam pum fakert. When it comes to a nachtaim, when it comes to a baker, then they do let them make designs. Because all bakers, all of them have a defus. Every baker has a defus. If you're in the business, the only way you can survive in the business is if you have a defus. But a private person, some have a defus, some do not have a defus, and those that do not have the defus, they're going to be delayed. It's going to turn to chametz. You can make tzedikin these marks like the king who is now coming a new din. He's coming to be cholik and he holds. There are different types of tzedikin, the different type of designs, the different type of etches you can make in the matzah. If you make them over here, he says look the Rashi mitzionim kamin rikikin ovat shahu yudakin the kolushin the ein maharin lahachmetz avoloy mitzionim as avim kigluskois. The thin matzahs, he's saying like this. It's very clear in the Gemara. At the time of the Gemara, there were different thicknesses to matzah. Some people had very thin matzah, and some very thick matzah. Pupa matzah. Pupa matzah is the record, the Guinness Book of World Records for the thinnest matzah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other matzahs that are very thick, right? Which are thick matzahs? Satmer. Yeah, they're very thick?
I think so.
Yeah. I remember Chaim Balun used to sell matzahs. They were thick like bricks.
Right. So if it's very thin,
but if it's very thick now, because very thick, then there's going to be a chashash of chametz. So
he's making another distinction. Okay.
Hasuf ganin va'adufshin va'is kiritin v'chalas ha mo seres v'hamaduma p'tum nechala. Now suf ganin donuts. This is the makar. I'm not joking over here. This is the makar for donuts. The donuts of Tam Chazal not like our donuts in any way whatsoever. Look over here, Rashi. Oysim kesfuk, like a sponge. Hasuf gonin. Okay, they're like a sponge.
Me.
It's a sponge. You have a very thick batter. It absorbs. Ve'aduv shon Rashi. Mitugonin b'dvash. It's fried in dvash. Honey. V'kulin min lechem. Okay, these are different types of breads. You have bread number one. That's like a sfuk.
Is there
the second bread is dovish. The istarikin chaki. All these
things. Okay,
shkach.
Maybe
we can take it now. Thank you very much.
Maybe we could continue tomorrow. This we have now. Will we?
Maybe we'll see.
So Wednesday you're not going to be. Or are you going to let me know?
I don't really know yet. I don't know. I really honestly don't know.
Let me know either way. So the Shabbos are your pick.
I don't think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to
stay.
You
have the floor.
See.
He's becoming bar mitzvah. Let's get to a class. Sorry.
You're
starting in
Is it always like this? I'm not sure.